Well, that fall, Andrew and I stay up nights talking, drinking, cooking, and everything's perfect, except the CBS people keep calling. And I listen to Andrew describe for them his perfect woman, who doesn't sound much like me. She sounds like a porn star, who's also a genius. But I have an advantage over all the wife applicants. I know Andrew. I'm his girlfriend. All I have to do is keep making him happy until he tells CBS that he's sorry, but he's found true love in real life. So my daily grind becomes doing Andrew's laundry, making him lasagna, editing his alien novel. But I worry that if I become too much like his wife, he'll want someone else because, to quote Andrew, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. Well, one night in late January, he's looking at pictures of potential wives, and I'm pretending not to notice, and he says, "You should apply to be my wife." And I say, "Really?" And he says, "No." Oh. And I say, "Good, because I wasn't going to anyway." And he stands, puts his hands on my shoulders, and says, "I hate it that I'm hurting you." And I say, "Then stop hurting me." And he just hugs me and doesn't answer. But a couple weeks later, it's the day before Valentine's Day, and he says, "I'm taking you to dinner." And I think, finally, tonight, he'll tell me, "I choose you." So we're at dinner, and I'm all dressed up, and I'm waiting for the big declaration, and he sets his fork down, looks at me, and says, "I don't love you." Then he says, "But you're a beautiful person, inside and out." I don't know if you've ever lost your boyfriend to a woman he's never met, but it's kind of like losing your best friend to an imaginary friend. But some months later, when you get perspective, it's kind of like you didn't lose anything. It's kind of like you won.